This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
New music from legendary rock and roll Canadian stalwarts 5440, and that's a song from their new record, Virgil, called Die to Heaven. My name's Julian Taylor. You are listening to The Jukebox. We've got our featured artist. He is our first Yamaha Guitar Spotlight Artist of the Week. It is I, and he's got a wonderful gravel, silky voice, tight lyrics, amazing melodies, and he is been on a tear. He's appeared on CBS with Gail, on The Morning Show, NPR's Tiny Desk with Bob Bolan, and he's toured with Lauren Daigle, Milo, Mandy Moore, and has over 100 million streams. He is amazing, and I got to catch up with him just yesterday. I'm here interviewing my friend and stellar musician and songwriter and producer now, I, spelled A-H-I. I'm Julian Taylor. I is our Yamaha Guitar Spotlight Artist this week. Thank you for joining me, I.
What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm really good. So tell us a little bit about the guitars that you use.
Man, so my main guitar on stage is a Cole Clark, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's because they gave me that guitar a while ago. It's a black guitar, and I only use black guitars on stage. My aesthetic for the longest while was all black, everything, right? Less so now than before, but it's still kind of on point. But that's what I use on stage when I'm on tour. It's been through a lot with me. You know, I remember touring across the States, the whole guitar busted open. They got me another one. I had to go to this guy's house in Mississippi, and he had another black one that I used on tour. So I take that on the road. It's kind of pretty, it busted because of, like, I went from Colorado to Oklahoma, and I think the humidity from Colorado to Oklahoma kind of did something. But in my studio, I use a bunch of stuff, man. But one of my main guitars for acoustic is this, the Yamaha. They sent me this beautiful guitar. I mean, you can't see it, but... And then I have a high-strung Takamine. It's an old Takamine, one of my earlier guitars that I retuned and got a high-strung, like, Nashville tuning I use for some of the brighter stuff. Then I have Fender sent me some electric stuff, and I have a nylon. Is this a Yamaha? This is not a Yamaha, but I have a nylon here, too. This is a Yamaha, nylon Yamaha guitar as well, right?
Oh, nice.
So I mainly use for my sessions in my studio, the Yamaha, and that's kind of what it's a beautiful sounding guitar, great action on it, it plays really well. And I'm not like an insane guitar player. I do pretty basic stuff, and I try to keep my playing pretty simple. You know what I mean? There's some phenomenal guitar players out there, but I'm not one of them. I think my guitar playing is for my writing and my singing primarily, right? So it's kind of like the troubadour style, like, you know, like, you know, right? So
I know that style. Yeah, I mean, do you play in standard tuning? Is that like?
Yeah.
So 440s. And when did you end up first picking up a guitar? I remember when I did. Just a boy when I started playing. Were you the same or?
No. I started playing in my 20s. So I was like very late. Yeah, and singing, music, everything was late for me. My mom actually bought me my first guitar. I think I was 21. And it was my birthday, she bought me a guitar. I know it sounds like I'm a little kid when I say this, but...
That's awesome.
I did a lot of, like, traveling and stuff when I came back. My birthday, she bought me a guitar. And then, but actually, the first guitar that I ever had, I'm lying. My first bought guitar was my mom, but my teacher gave me a guitar, Mr. Luars. He had a bust, like a cheap guitar in his garage.
This was in high school?
This is in high school, actually. But I wasn't playing it. I was just, like, doing some nonsense with it. And I remember I ended up just painting on it and doing all these beautiful, like, it was like a forest with, like, the stars all over. It was really beautiful. I don't even know that guitar is now. And then that guitar wasn't, like, a great guitar for, like, actually playing. And then my when I started a band in university, my guitar player loaned me his guitar for a little bit. And all I knew how to play was basic, like, E minor and, like, barely could do a G. And then that's when I had my official, like, okay, I'm going to play guitar and try to learn how this was my mom's. And it was a Art and Luthry, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, like Art and Luthry.
Yeah.
Did you end up teaching yourself or did you take lessons?
I taught myself. I think I tried to take lessons and it wasn't good. Like, I didn't, like, the guy was cool. Like, he was bad. But I remember I said to him, man, I think my fingers are too small for the guitar. And he's like, yeah, maybe they are. So I was like, this guy's not motivating me. He's not kind of smart. So I just kind of quit. He was a nice guy. I think I did like two sessions with him, right? And I was like, forget this, guys. Let me just, right? I think even today I'm still like striving to be a better guitar player, more self-reliant guitar player. So that's why, like, when I'm recording now, I'm doing a lot of the guitar parts myself, but I have time to make mistakes. You know what I mean? Like,
so, it's not like a live setting, right?
Yeah. I think the best learning is just sitting with your guitar
and just figuring it out.
Or just, if you love writing songs, like I love writing songs, write songs, and you know, it's going to push you to find different stuff. You know what I mean? Because you know, you're going to sing something and then you got to go to this chord or whatever. So, there's a lot that I still got to learn as a guitar player.
Well, speaking of songwriting, actually, how do you go through your process? Do you end up writing lyrics first? Are you kind of like a both scenario?
How does the guitar
help you in that regard?
Guitar is usually my go-to instrument when it comes to writing, because that's how I've always written songs. You know what I mean? And I consider myself a folk artist. So I believe in the guitar. I love the simplicity of the guitar. I love the, you know, it's just a very humble instrument. But I'll dream lyrics and songs all the time. It's not often where I have a lyric that I try to turn into a melody, right? It has happened, and I'd have to think of, like, what song. There's a song, Breaking Ground, I had.
Yep.
I've been told I'm worthless. So much that it gave me purpose. That was a poem I wrote a long time ago, right?
Was the whole song a poem? Like,
No, just that, just the that, opening that line. Okay. And I'm sure the line would change to fit the melody as well, right? But a lot of it comes from just like, I'm really a believer in melody now and just finding like the right melodies that work. And then once I find a melody, I'll try to like fit lyrics into that melody and make sure the content and what I'm singing about reflects something that I want to sing or something that I feel comfortable singing. And then, like, now that I'm in the studio space, trying to find newer ways to explore songwriting is something that I do, like, not as much, but, like, I still do it. Like, there's a song called Stand By on the new record, The Light Beyond the Sun, where I started off with a sample, right, from Splice. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I sped it up and tuned it differently, and I did some stuff to it. And that was where, and I just started going on the microphone and singing a part over to it. And I almost, I don't think I used the very first take, but I used like one of the initial like songwriting takes because it just sounded better than
What you were creating.
Yeah, when I tried to record it, right? So
yeah, I've been through that process too, where it's almost like the demo is better than what you could possibly do again.
That's rare for me because I'm not like, because I don't know, like I kind of came into music late, right? So everything is a learning process for me still. Mm-hmm. Like watching my children learn music and stuff, like they're learning at a young age, you know what I mean? So when I came to my 20s, I'm learning and I still feel like I'm 10 years behind everybody in the industry, you know what I mean? So when it comes to like
that way, but I hear everybody doubts themselves, but
yeah, right. So, but when it comes to like demoing, I usually suck at demos, and then when I live with it, then I can sing a better, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But for whatever reason, that song, it just had like a more of a vibe to it that I was like, I don't want to lose this vibe that you had, you know what I mean? So, but usually my demos are like the first vocals, just kind of like I just get it out there, get the idea out there, boom, 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 and then I take time with it and really sing it and you know, go.
I got a couple more questions for you there, these are quick questions, though, like one answer kind of, you know, boom, 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 if you're down.
Okay, let me try.
Rapid fire.
Is it rapid fire?
Yeah. Favorite song of your own that you like to play on guitar? Not necessarily lyric, guitar-based favorite song of yours.
To play on guitar? I like playing Until You because it's easy. Right?
Okay, so, there you go. Dream collaboration.
I wouldn't mind. I mean, I've always said Gregory Porter, but I don't know if that's still. I love Gregory Porter.
Like, I like
to have a song
Porter
with
too.
Him. Something.
Very talented.
You know what I mean? Let's stick with that. Gregory Porter. Yeah.
Gregory Porter. Okay. Yeah. Favorite venue or festival?
Favorite venue that first one comes to mind is Radio City Music Hall or Red Rocks, right?
Wow. Okay. Those are
an opportunity to. Yeah, I mean, Radio City Music Hall is just a great vibe. And I think the audience, there's just a good vibe there. I remember just really enjoying that show and just, it's just one of my favorite shows ever, right?
Wicked. I would love to play there. And Red Rocks. You got to play Red Rocks? Who did you play Red Rocks with again?
I was touring with Lauren Daigle. So that was both tours were Lauren Daigle. Yeah, both shows were Lauren Daigle.
Brilliant. So is that, at the end, there's another question. Favorite artist that you opened for or supported?
Yeah, Lauren all day. I mean, you know what? Mavis Staples, actually. Laura's amazing, but Mavis Staples is one of my favorite singers of all time. I think she's so underrated.
Oh my gosh. She's so good.
And like, I don't know, these flowers were from the show I did with her.
So, oh, really?
That was a weird movie. And she gave it to me. It was my birthday, and she gave me the flowers. Someone gave her flowers, and then she gave them to me, right?
Oh, that's so sweet of her. She's really nice. I met her in passing. I didn't tell her that I was an artist. We were at the Chicago airport, and she was just being wheeled to her flight, and she literally was being rolled right back by me, and I stopped, and I just told her I loved her and her music, and thank you so much, and she said the same, I love you too. She was just very sweet. I didn't want to go like, hey, I'm an artist too, and like, you know.
She loves young artists, man. Like, she kept herself very relevant, you know what I mean, and keep making great music, so she's awesome.
She's great. All right, so here we go. Going back to guitar, do you have a favorite guitar solo?
Solo? No. You mean like from me?
No, from any artist. From any recording or any artist.
Oh, man. Prince, Purple Rain, I would say.
Purple Rain, okay.
Waiting in Vain is good too. I gotta go with Prince. I think that's the one. Like that
Prince?
Purple Rain, that song is.
He's raging. Good. And there's footage of him at the Super Bowl in the rain coming out playing that guitar solo. And
he's crazy. He's a crazy guy too, man.
Oh, man. And he played everything on some of those records, you know?
Yeah.
Like the first couple records, he played the whole thing, produced the whole thing.
I think he, and you think he mixed some of that stuff too?
It's out of control. It's amazing.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted one time to see you laughing, babe. Only wanna see you laughing, yeah, in the purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. That's all right. Come on, y'all. Purple rain. Oh yes. Don't it feel good? Only wanna see you. See you. Can I play this guitar?
Somewhere quiet where nobody goes, and we can lay all
That's my conversation with I, and you also heard his brand new single, Cologne, Lost in Time. That is a huge release for him, and it came out just this past month. Now for some sounds from the South, Kingston, Jamaica, and John Holt. From his story, Volume 3, this is Alibaba. It was written by Holt and released in 1969. It is a rock, steady classic. So here it is on the jukebox. Enjoy.
Dream last night was about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the Piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through a valley with a princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess was there to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. The true blind mice was there with me to tell the teddy bear the tale. The teddy bear came smiling there with a big smile. The little bo peep has lost her sheep last night. Dreamed last night about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the Piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through the valley with the princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess did the reggae last night. Last night was about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the Piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through the valley with the princess by my side. I did the reggae last night with the princess, my bride. The Duke and the Duchess was there with me to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. I did the reggae last night.
Ooh, yeah. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
Roots, rock, and reggae from Funky Kingston, Toots, and the Maytals with Pressure Drop from 1973. I've seen him a couple times. It was so sad to hear his passing in the COVID era, but got to witness the magic that was Toots and the Maytals once at Lee's Palace, and the other time, I think it was at the Danforth Music Hall. My name is Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. We're going to play a traditional Hawaiian song from Gabby Pohinoy and also Ace Nabi with Dreamcatchers on the show. This is the Timeline's acoustic version, which came out just a couple weeks ago. We also have Iwa on the show with a song called Gold Fronts. Iwa is from New Mexico and Arizona and is an award-winning indigenous recording artist from the Gila River Indian community. Now for something a little different, we're going to go to the neo-soul R&B hip-hop genre and play something from Frank Ocean and the album Blonde. Here is Pink and White on the Jukebox.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way every day goes. Every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. My head don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. You showed me love, glory from above, regardless, dear, it's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You showed. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
Say what up to Reggie? The shoe. Say what.
like immortality. This is life, life, immortality.
Palm tree in the rear view, butterfly doors open, drop top Ferrari so clean, headless horseman, color scheme ombretto, she in the seat next to me, cherry lip gloss on my cheek, sweet like amaretto. I miss my flight, I can't quit you. Feel like I'm drunk when I kiss you. Gold fronts with the VVS. You smile, you're so DDS. Sun rising up and you want me. I can't leave you here lonely. I'm checking for your soul GPS. Gold fronts with the VVS. Hard to keep my eyes on road. Let me sip slow from that potion. Sunroof remote control. We lay back, that's automatic. Presidential tin window. We crack, that's gymnastics. Legs up on the console. I miss my flight, I can't quit you. Feel like I'm drunk when I kiss you. Gold fronts with the VVS. You smile, you're so DDS. Sun rising up and you want me. I can't leave you here lonely. I'm checking for your soul GPS. Gold fronts with the VVS.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Chasing dreams never seemed like a choice to me. You can mold yourself into a shape you were meant to be. Chance born forlorn in a mystery. Always told this was a place you were meant to see. Binding me. Move on from this side, this ever screen. Break down these walls that have been keeping me. Oh, dreams, don't catch me, don't catch me. Oh, dreams, don't catch me, don't catch me. Don't catch me. Sleeping. Keep me dreaming.
get caught or get lost in your reasoning. What you had, what you got, and what you could have been. Take the chance with both hands and go to sleep to dream. Oh, dreams, don't catch me, don't catch me. Loving, take one.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.